This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. Andy has some questions after reading one of your sermons from 1 Corinthians 11 on the Lord's Supper. In verse 28, it says, "Let a person examine himself." And Andy says, "My question is this. In the course of examining myself before and during communion, I remember I didn't have a victorious week in my walk with God. For example, my time in the Word wasn't as effective as I would want it to be. I had a stressful work week and I got mad at my kids. Should I partake in the Lord's Supper or not?"
It depends on the transaction of the moment, not the quality of the week gone by. Nobody brings to the Lord's table a successful week, period. Nobody. We all call into question, and rightly, the effectiveness of our devotions or the quality of our communication with our kids. It's never been perfect. And therefore, we bring to the table our sin. That's the point of the table, is that it is a recognition of our sin. However, I don't say immediately, "Oh, since we all sin, no problem." I mean, what you do in preparation when you take stock is that you confess all known sin. You do Psalm 19, "Cleanse me of hidden faults and hold back your servant from presumptuous sins." So you pray specific confession for the sins you know. You pray general confession for the sins you're unaware of. And you receive afresh the cleansing, the application of the blood of Christ. This is 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." You appropriate afresh the work of Christ. And now, enjoying that forgiveness, you do eat. And you eat worthily. Not because you had a good week, but you have a great Savior and you're united with him by faith and you're renouncing all those sins. So that's what I encourage our people to do, is that they set it right with God now, in these next 3 minutes. And then as the trays come, we celebrate that. We remember the foundation of that by eating.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.